When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, everyone. What's up? Welcome back to the In Bloom podcast. My name is Abby Aslan, and I'm the host of this podcast. I'm so excited to be sitting down and chatting with you all again this week, and I thought that this week would be a really good time to do this sort of, like, transitional episode. I really just wanted to, like, sit down and talk about how I'm sort of, like, restructuring my, like, daily life and just, like, my routines and how I'm making changes to adapt to my new lifestyle, because as you all know, if you've been listening, I just started my full-time job in Big Four Public Accounting, and it's like fully work from home right now. I have no idea when I'll be going in office for the first time, so keep in mind that all of this is with me working from home, and also I've literally only worked one full week and then one Friday, so all of this is subject to change, but this is like what I have done this past week. Like, I went into work and, like, starting work very intentionally. I'm a very intentional person. If you all haven't picked up on that already, I really love setting intentions when I go through changes or when I know changes are about to be happening in my life. And when I have big goals and when I really just am planning for anything to happen in my life, I always try and set intentions that sort of set me up to be able to achieve those goals in the best way possible while still taking care of myself, because that's something that I've always struggled with figuring out how to do, with balancing those things. So I wanted to be super intentional during this week of training this past week and really solidify, see what works, see what doesn't work, that kind of thing with my routine and like when I can do what, like what works best at what time and that kind of thing. So I'm just going to be going through like the different sort of like categories of my life and basically going over like how I have like structured my day and my week in order to optimize my both my rest and my productivity outside of my job, because I obviously still have to keep up with this podcast and my YouTube channel, which as of right now I'm just uploading my podcast still once a week on Mondays, and I am currently basically just trying to do once a week uploads on YouTube on Wednesdays, and that's just kind of like where I'm at. So that's what this episode is sort of about. It's just like, okay, like this is how I am trying to balance all of this, and this is like my approach for it, while also obviously having a relationship and having, you know, wanting to be able to take care of myself and rest and do self-care and also take care of my physical health and mental health. So this episode is going to be all about that. So this will hopefully be really helpful for any of you who maybe, if you aren't, or if you just started like a new job, or if you're going to be starting a new job soon, or maybe you're just in like a rut with work and you've been having a hard time finding balance in your life and you've been having a hard time, just sort of creating that balance, or maybe you're somebody who is wanting to start something in addition to your work, whether that's finding new hobbies that have like nothing, no tie to like income or productivity or anything, if you're just literally looking for a new hobby and creating time for it, or maybe you are trying to like start your own business on the side or have some sort of quote side hustle, if you will, and you're really looking to implement a way that you can, you know, put that in your routine on top of your day job. So hopefully this will be super helpful for you regardless of what your situation is, and just sort of give you inspiration and let you know that you can find that balance. And I think it's super important to remember that you have to be flexible with yourself through all your seasons of life, because you're like what you're showing up for yourself looks like in all your different phases of life, which I've said this many times on the podcast, it's going to look different in each phase of life. And, you know, like work is going to expect more from you in some seasons than it will from you in others. And that's just the way things go. So, you know, I may not have enough time in my schedule to upload a podcast every week and a YouTube video every week, like during busy season, for example. So maybe during that time, I temporarily hire like a video editor and maybe do the podcast once every other week instead, just so that I'm not having, you know, to cut too much into my a little bit of rest time I will have during busy season. And, you know, hopefully that's not the case, but that's just sort of an example of, you know, sometimes you're going to have to adapt and make changes. But I wanted this episode to sort of serve as the baseline, like when work isn't too overwhelming and, you know, I don't have too much else going on. This is like sort of like my baseline of like how I like things to go and like how I want things to be planned out each week. And I'm just going to go through all the different categories. So I hope you all enjoy this episode. But I just want to say, be sure to be following the In Bloom podcast on Instagram. It's just at In Bloom podcast if you aren't already. And also, if you want to follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is just at Abby.Aslin. And also check out my YouTube channel if you like this type of content, but more in video form. I do vlogs all the time and sort of hopping into the work week of my life type of videos. And I really want to do a lot of like just work lifestyle inspired videos. And I have like a lot of like fun ideas that I want to do, but it's going to take some time to start doing them. One, because they actually do take time, and two, like there are things that I'm gonna have to like wait to do once I'm like sort of more in my job, because I feel like I can't really do them with where I'm at right now, if that makes sense. But it probably doesn't, because you don't even know what videos I'm talking about. But I have lots of great ideas that I really want to do, so definitely go subscribe to the YouTube channel too if you're feeling that. But before we get into the episode, my quote for this week is from Bryant McGill, I believe, and I literally found it on Tumblr. Peace, love, and Tumblr. I think Tumblr is having a comeback. I don't know if that's like real or not, but I've seen some stuff about it, and it's just like, I have never left Tumblr since like 2013. So I've been on it the whole time. Like, I've definitely had years where I barely got on at all, but I'm super into it right now, as I've mentioned before. And I found this quote on Tumblr, and I haven't seen it anywhere, so I love that. But the quote is, "You will find that most of the reasons you are afraid to do something are exactly the reasons why you should." I love this so much because it's so deep, but it's like so little words. So I really love it because I think that it's just so accurate. Like, I think of, you know, like if you think of like, say you're in like, I don't know why this is the first thing that comes to my mind, but say you have like a friendship that is just really like unsupportive or really toxic or something, and you're really scared to leave it because, you know, it's losing a friend and like losing a person in your life. But it's like you're scared to, you know, cut that friendship or relationship off because it's not serving you, and it's, you know, you've tried to make things work and it's not, or whatever. And that's the exact reason why you should. Like, that's the reason you're scared, but that's also the reason you should, is because you shouldn't hold on to something that clearly isn't, like, you know, serving you or serving the other person and just, like, not working out. And, like, going along with that, like, a lot of the times we're so scared to, you know, start new jobs, move to new cities, try new things, is just out of fear. And it's because of fear of change or fear of failure. And, like, that's the exact reason why you should, like, do something. It's, like, because the change is going to provide you new experience, new perspective, and it's just, I don't know, it's just a different way to look at it. And I think that it's a more inspiring way to look at things that typically scare you, to help you hopefully get over any little fear humps you have in your life. My goal for this week is to do my best at work and not let the soft, small stuff get to me. I am absolutely panicking on the inside. Like, I'm trying not to like let that feeling manifest itself, I guess, because I am somebody, I love, like, a part of me loves change, but like this kind of change, like stepping into a new position where like I don't know anything, is so intimidating to me. It's scary. Like, it's so scary. Like, I am so scared of messing up. I'm so scared of not knowing how to do something that somebody like expects me to know how to do. I'm scared of just feeling utterly clueless and like not really even knowing the direction I should go in when I'm working on a project. I'm scared of all of these things, but I'm trying not to have that mindset, and I'm just trying to accept the fact that that's literally just the reality of starting a new job. Like, I'm trying to tell myself, you know, like, nobody at work expects me to really know how to do anything. And if I don't know how to do something, like, all I have to do is ask, and I can't hold myself to a standard of perfection, which I always naturally inherently do, but I can't do that at work, because like that's the thing, like I'm going to make mistakes and I'm gonna screw up, and I have to accept that going in, because I mean, obviously I'm gonna try my best not to, but that's literally just part of life. And I really don't want to be dwelling on that feeling so much this week, and I want to let go of it and sort of just embrace, you know, work with open arms instead. And instead of being so paralyzed by the fear of screwing up or the fear of doing something wrong, like, I don't want that to be my mindset going into everything, because I feel like that makes me more likely to mess up because I'll be so in my head. I'm really trying to just, like, you know, be like, you know what, it's a learning experience. Like, all I gotta do is show up with my best each day, and like, that's all I can do. So I'm trying to go into things with that mindset instead. And, you know, like, last week I wasn't really nervous at all because I knew I had a whole week of training ahead of me, so I wasn't really feeling this last week. But like, now I'm like, oh my gosh, I, you know, starting this week, I am like actually like a deployable human in this firm. So it's just like really scary. And also I just have like a lot of admin type of stuff that I need to do for work. So I would like to hopefully get a lot of that done, but I'm also going home next weekend for a wedding. So it's just going to be a really hectic week. Cause I'm flying out and leaving on like Thursday afternoon and getting back on Sunday. So Thursday afternoon, and that was also just a really big stressful thing, trying to get that settled with work. Cause it's obviously been planned like way in advance, but I haven't like met any of my team yet. But I let like the one person know that I like could let know that I like would be on a plane next afternoon. So that's just been a whole stressor in my life. I shouldn't be stressing about it that much, but I was, of course. But it's like the nice thing about work from home is I can get on at like 6 a.m. if I have to on Thursday, and before, so I have like a ton of hours before my flight, and then I could also get on when I get home if I need to. So hopefully it's not too big of a deal. But my gratitude for this week is having just being able to rest, really. I know my gratitude last week was having free time, which I was just like loving, because I was able to like do things without like guilt and just do things that I haven't been able to do in a long time because of studying, that I just really enjoy. But then like this week, I really just like relished in resting, and I absolutely cannot explain how good it feels to like log off of work and literally just be able to sit on the couch and watch like a Netflix show for 2 hours and not think twice about it. Because for the last, you know, 5 years of my life, like in college and then was studying for the CPA, like I could never watch more than like one or two shows at a time without being like, okay, I've got to go do something for a class, or I've got to study, or I shouldn't even be doing this right now, having those types of thoughts. And it's been so lovely to just like truly rest. And I've really prioritized like my sleep routine this week, so that's been really great too. Because it's something that I've needed to get back on track with. But without further ado, let's get into the episode. So I'm going to start out with sort of like the physical wellness, well-being aspect of my life, like fitness, I guess you could say. So the way I've like restructured my routine, which when I was studying, I was literally working out like once a week, maybe twice. And it was just really hard for me to do it. I don't know why. Like, I think studying is just sort of, when you're studying full time, it's almost kind of paralyzing in the sense that like you feel like that's all you should allow yourself to do. And that doesn't need to be the way it is. If anybody else out there is like taking any certification exam, don't live like that. That's how I did. And like, I regret it so much, because I think my mental health would have been so much better if I actually did prioritize working out more. What I did this past week and like what I'm wanting to do is work out 4 times a week. And I feel like I cracked my personal code with figuring out when is best for me to go. So for me personally, this is what I did this past week, and I loved it. It just felt perfect. It didn't feel forced. I felt like I was doing it because I wanted to. And I exercised and like moved my body like with an intentional movement Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the reason I like this so much is because it's like every other day, except for Sunday and Monday, obviously. But I love it because it's like I get my days of rest in between each day of going, except for Sunday and Monday. And I feel like Tuesday and Thursdays are always like really exhausting days for some reason, just because it's like the beginning of the week, but not like the first day of the week. And then it's like towards the end of the week, but not quite the weekend. And those are the 2 days of the week where I feel like I really just don't want to do anything except for like what I have to do. And I've always felt that way about Tuesdays and Thursdays. I don't know why. So I absolutely love this routine for myself. And it was really great because this is specifically what I did and what I think I'm going to continue to do, because it just felt like the perfect freaking balance for me. So Sunday, which I did it today on Sunday as well, so I'm keeping up with the routine, I do like 12, 3:30 on like my apartment gym's treadmill, which is basically just walking on an incline of 12, speed of 3 for 30 minutes. But I actually do like a higher incline and a slightly lower speed at like 2.8. I have really short legs and like a long torso, and walking that fast at an incline, like at a speed of 3, like with my legs, I'm like tripping over my feet. So it's a little hard for me to do the speed of 3. So I like a 2.8 situation instead, and I just put it on like a 13 incline to compensate for going a little bit slower. And that's what I do on Sunday. And I use that time to like listen to music. I'm trying to like listen to more podcasts, so I need to do that too. But I use that time to like respond to YouTube comments, respond to Instagram DMs, because I don't really do much of that during the week, especially with, you know, working all day now. So that's perfect for Sundays. And then Monday, which this week it was a lot easier because Monday and Tuesday for work, I didn't have to get onto work until like 10 o'clock. So, or maybe it was 11, I don't even remember, 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, because that's just when our training started. And that was great because I was able to get up at like 8 and go work out and then like still have time. But my goal is, you know, on Monday mornings to get up before work early enough and go do a workout in my apartment gym and strength train like legs. And then on Wednesday or Friday, my goal is to do spin class on either of those mornings. At For the People in Houston, which is like the spin studio I go to. I don't have like an unlimited membership. I just buy like packs of 5 classes, and I usually use like one a week. And that's just like the perfect amount for me to go, because I feel like if I went more than that, I would get sick of it. And going once a week is like the perfect way to get me out of my apartment. And it's like a nice like break up in my workouts and a break from going to the apartment gym. So on Wednesday or Friday, doing a morning spin class and doing it on whichever like day I got more sleep, like the night before. Like if I know that Tuesday night I'm gonna have to like be up late to meet a deadline or for work for some reason, then I'm not gonna do it Wednesday morning. I'll try to do it Friday morning instead. And then if I can't do it in the morning for whatever reason, I can always do like an evening class. But on whichever day I don't go to the spin class, then I'm in the gym again that day doing strength training, like upper body, since I did legs on Monday, or plan on doing legs on Monday. And that's like the setup I did this week. So Sunday I did the 12-3, or this past week, Sunday I did 12-3-30. Monday I worked out legs. Wednesday I went to spin, and then Friday I went to spin. So I didn't do it. I did 2 spin classes this week because I needed to use up some passes before they expired, since I didn't go for the week of Christmas and then the week I got back. But that's that, like the whole split. And I feel like it's perfect for me. And like that may not be what works for you. You may be an evening gym type of person. But that's sort of like how I restructured my day. And like, you know, going in the morning, like getting up and going, because I would much rather just get up in the morning, as much as it sucks sometimes to wake up that early. I am way more of an advocate for getting up in the morning and getting it done and being able to chill after work and not have to worry about getting it done after work, because it is the worst feeling when it's like at the end of the day and you can like feel that you need to move your body, but your mind is so mentally tired that you can't get yourself there. And also like when it's like dark really early, it feels like it's bedtime when you get off of work and you're like, wait, why am I like literally going to work out? And I also don't like working out in the evening because I'm having to like, instead of unwinding from the work day at bedtime and just trying to unwind that little bit, I'm having to unwind like all the way from like a high of working out to a low of like getting ready for bed, if that makes sense. Which that's really difficult for me because working out does give you energy, so it's gonna wake you up a little bit if you go and do it. And then if I'm trying to go to bed an hour and a half after I get done, like that's just difficult on top of making dinner and stuff too. So I much, much, much more prefer the mornings. And also just reminding myself that, you know, it's not about the amount of time I spend in the gym, the number of sets I do, etc. And I'm just like really focusing on quality instead of quantity. Like if all I can do is get 30 minutes in the gym today, like that's fine. And if it's walking on the treadmill, that's fine. If it's doing strength training, that's fine. And also reminding myself that my fitness routine is going to look completely different from someone who is literally a full-time fitness influencer. I get so caught up in like, oh my gosh, I wish I could do this full like stretching routine, this full lift and this full cardio session at the gym, but it would take me 2 hours and I don't even have a full gym like that. But then I have to remind myself that like fitness influencers, like that's kind of like their job. So like, of course they're going to spend more time doing that and they have more time to do that. So it's because it is their job. So my routine isn't going to look like that and I need to let go of that. And that's just like really how I've I loved doing that this week, and I can really see it working for me, so I'm going to hold on to it and keep doing it. And something that really helps me with doing this is picking my workout outfits out the night before, because if I already have them ready, like, all I have to do in the morning is walk in the bathroom, throw my hair up in a ponytail, put on deodorant, throw on the outfit, grab a protein bar, and bring my liquid IV with me, and like, that takes 5 minutes. And I'm in the gym and I get it done in like 30, 40 minutes, and then I can get back in the room and be done. So that's what I've really been enjoying this week and what I plan to continue to do and how I sort of restructured that aspect of my life. So now going into self-care, I have lots of little things in this area. So first and foremost, sleep routine. This week I got in bed by like 9:30 most nights, and was asleep by like 10:15, 10:30 most nights. And then as far as waking up goes, if I'm working out 6:15 in the morning is like probably my ideal time. I could probably do 6:30 if I wanted to, but I may would be rushed, like walking my dog, eating breakfast and everything like that after I worked out. But then obviously if I go to a 6:30 a.m. workout class, spin class once a week, I have to get up at like 5:55, 5:50 on those mornings. So not too much earlier, but a little bit earlier. And on those nights, I definitely like to try and be asleep by like 10. And if I'm not working out, then getting up around like 7 is more than enough time for me. But if I like need extra time in the morning to do some like finishing touches on editing a video or filming something before work, then I can get up a little bit earlier if I need to. But 6:45 or 7 a.m. was like a good time for me to get up on the mornings that I didn't work out this past week. The next thing is reading before bed. I didn't do this every night this past week, but I did do it like 3 or 4 nights. Even if it was just reading like a chapter, it was just a really great way to like get my eyes tired, especially from being on a computer screen all day, and just sort of like knock myself out. Like I would take like one melatonin gummy, which is like, I think 2 milligrams of melatonin, so it's not much, but just to get myself in this new sleep routine this week, I thought it would probably be necessary for me to take it. But I would take one and like read a chapter and like literally be dozing off, so that was really helpful. And then obviously trying not to get on my phone in the morning and before bed. I wasn't that great about this week, sorry, can't talk, but I truly don't like getting on in the morning because like it's so easy to just roll over and scroll on your phone, but it's like I just don't like the way it makes me feel in the morning when like the first thing I'm reading is like stuff that other people, like me tending to other people, or it's like me reading like really sad stuff like from news articles or something. Like part of me really wants to turn off like all news, anything on my phone, but I also like kind of knowing what's going on, so I don't know how I feel about that. But I probably should just turn it off and get my news like through elsewhere, like through one of my email, like little 5 minute reading things. Like, so if I want to read it, I can. But really trying to stay off my phone and social media in the morning and then before bed. I've been better about doing that before bed than in the morning, ironically. But that's just how it's been. But that's something I'm going to try to be better about this week. And then next is allowing myself to truly rest after work. So before this last week, before I started work and I like was, you know, having to sit at my computer from 8:30 to 5:30, I was so bad about allowing myself to rest when I was like going through all of my exams and studying. I really tried to, but it never really turned into rest. Like my rest usually ended up turning into getting ahead on YouTube videos or something like that and working instead. And something that is something that I can do that, you know, helps me take care of myself in a great way is by allowing myself to truly just rest, like a true definition of rest, not like me doing something productive and calling it rest. Like, no, like literally not doing anything and just resting my body, like resting my mind, like whether that's watching a TV show or just laying on the couch reading a book or whatever, just actually resting after work and not cramming in, like editing an entire video and not having the stress about getting movement in and everything since I went in the morning. Allowing myself to rest after work this week was so life-changing for me. Like after I would cook dinner and clean up the kitchen, it was so great to just like sit on the couch for like an hour or 2 hours before bed and not really do anything. And even if it's not like a full hour, even if it's 30 minutes, like something is better than nothing of allowing myself to rest. And next, which I talked about this last week in my when I was talking about like my routine and everything, trying to stretch more before bed and in the mornings. I did do all of that this week, but I wasn't necessarily doing it every day, both before bed and in the mornings. I definitely feel way better when I'm like sitting at my desk or standing at my desk all day, whichever it is, when I'm able to get some stressing in, or stressing, what, when I'm able to get some stretching in. So I definitely, want to continue implementing that. And also just another like mental self-care type of thing, reminding myself that like no one at work is, you know, expecting me to know anything, like I said earlier, and I don't need the stress over the anxiety that comes with starting a new job and feeling like I have no idea what I'm doing, because everyone's been in my position before and I'm not the only person in this position. And just reminding myself of that is literally an act of self-care, because otherwise I will let myself sit here and stress about it. And the next thing is taking a shower and using it as a way to wash the day off. I have talked about this on the podcast before, but it is truly just an elite form of self-care. Taking a nice shower, and playing some music. This is something I just started doing this last week. I used to do this all the time, and I just like haven't in a really long time. I don't know why, but I've been so into all kinds of like different music, exploring different like new artists, new songs, which I was in a really big rut with that for a solid year. So I've been loving just like listening to the new music I found, all the different genres. Like sometimes I'm in the mood for like indie alternative type of music, and then sometimes I'm in the mood for, you know, like the just slower rap R&B, like that kind of thing. So just depending on the vibe I'm feeling, just like playing some music and letting my shower be a physical representation of like literally washing my day off and like leaving it there and like not taking anything out of that shower with me that I went in there into the shower with, if that makes sense. Like pretending I'm just washing off all the stress of the day, washing off all the bad things that happened and all the things that just like maybe made me feel off, whatever, and leaving it in the shower. And going off of that, playing music all the time just in general, I want to start implementing podcasts too. I did mention last week, I think, that I just like am not a podcast person. I genuinely do not listen to podcasts at all. And I know it's probably like really weird coming from somebody who has a podcast themselves, and I think that I probably should listen to more podcasts just because I think it's good as a podcaster to like hear what other people are doing and not so much to implement what they're doing, but for inspiration. And because I think it's naturally something that's going to like get my brain thinking of other things to do. You know what I mean? And anyways, playing music all the time and also podcasts when I start doing that, is something that helps me romanticize the small things like cooking and taking a shower, and it just elevates those things that normally feel very mundane that you sort of dread doing. So like taking a shower, like you could just take a shower in quietness, or you could take a shower to like your favorite playlist. Obviously taking a shower to your favorite playlist is going to be so much more enjoyable than taking a shower in silence. And doing the dishes, you know, like putting my AirPods in and just like drowning the world out and like listening to music. Or when I'm cooking, I love playing music while I'm cooking because it just makes it go by so fast. I am just sort of vibing out while I'm cooking. And you could also use a podcast, like I said. You could use a YouTube video if that's your vibe. And when I'm folding laundry, those are the times that I'm doing this stuff and that I did that this week. And it was life-changing. Like, it made me look forward to doing those like little chores that I normally are just so boring because I'm just sitting there doing them and thinking about doing them. But when I throw on some music or a YouTube video or a podcast, it's like making those moments so much more enjoyable than they normally are by themselves. So doing my shower, laundry, and cooking and dishes, those are like the four times that I've like been really listening to music a lot more lately. And it's just made my experience doing those four things way better. And the next thing is when I feel like I need to get out of the apartment, I like to go get a coffee. So I got coffee a lot this week out, but it's because I had Starbucks gift cards from Christmas. So I was like, oh, I'm not like spending my money. Like it's fine. And also it was just like my first week of work. So I was just like excited. And like, I had like a new drink I wanted to try. I tried, my friend Savannah and I, we tried, she had sent me a TikTok about matcha and she was like, oh my gosh, I want to try matcha so bad. And I messaged her back and I was like, I literally hate it. Like I've had it twice and it was horrible, but I'm down to try it again. And then like the next day I saw a TikTok of a guy who works at Starbucks being like, he stitched that same TikTok that she had sent me of the girl drinking matcha, and he stitched it and he was like, I work at Starbucks and this is the best drink you can get with matcha. And it's an iced matcha latte with oat milk, a shot of espresso, brown sugar syrup, and cinnamon. And it's phenomenal. So we went to spin class together on Friday morning before work, and we stopped by Starbucks, like did a mobile order and picked it up and tried it. And it was so good. So it was just so fun to like try a new drink. That was like doing those little things that gives you something to look forward to. You know what I mean? Whether that's a workout class or playing your favorite playlist while getting ready in the morning, or going and getting a new drink from Starbucks, or just your favorite drink from Starbucks. Just finding those little nuggets of time where you can just maximize the happiness out of your day is so important. And it's truly a form of self-care, in my opinion. And, you know, self-care, I literally did an entire episode about like intentional self-care and everything and redefining self-care. Because I've said before how we sort of tend to tack the term self-care onto a lot of things that really aren't self-care. But I truly think that, you know, when you're feeling like, if you're somebody who works from home all the time, like I was literally at my desk like 8:30 to 5:30 every day this week almost. And that in and of itself can get really old when you're not really leaving your apartment. And like when your gym is in your apartment, and when you go to get groceries, it's just curbside pickup. So you're never really leaving like the inside of your car or your apartment. So I was like, one morning this week, I was like, I'm going to be getting up early anyway. So like, I'm going to go get a coffee, like just like make my day better. But that's just like a really great way to get yourself out of your space. And it doesn't take a lot of time. And that's just a really great way to do it. And then another thing, obviously, that I've talked about in my resolutions episode with finding a therapist. This is obviously an act of self-care that I am, you know, hoping to utilize, and how I'm making a change to adapt to my new lifestyle, because I think that it's something I'm going to need as I start like a stressful job and I'm, you know, working on balancing a lot of things. I think it's going to be helpful to have a therapist through all of that. And then obviously making time to meet with a therapist is like a whole thing that I'm having to make a change for in this new lifestyle of mine. But I wanted to say, I am so happy because my work, I thankfully have a lot of really great benefits through my job. And one of those benefits is they partner with like some kind of therapy provider service, whether it's virtual or in person. You can like choose which one you want to do, which I personally want to do in person, because I think I'm going to like put more walls up if it's virtual, because it's not going to feel as one-on-one and real. And also like doing it in my apartment just feels like weird. I would rather like get out and like be able to leave everything in like a different room, because I feel like it's just gonna like bring my whole like mood down in my apartment in general, and I'm just like, I don't really want to do that. I don't know, that's just like how my thoughts on it works, but maybe that's not the case, but that's just how I feel when I think of it. But the great thing is I get 25 free sessions a year through this provider, which is amazing. Like there's no other like ties to it, like or not ties, what am I thinking of? There's no like hidden, I don't know. It's not like I have to like do a free trial and then it's a free trial and then I have to pay or anything like that. Like it's truly 25 free sessions a year. And I feel like that's plenty, because it's like, you know, twice a month. And I don't even think I will have time to go twice a month. And I don't think, I mean, as of right now, I'm like, I hope I wouldn't need more than that, but you never know. you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, you never know how it's going to be when I first go. I'm genuinely so scared of it, guys, though, still. Like, I want to do it so bad, but I literally like I pulled up the website and I was like looking through my options for therapists, because like they all had their little bios, and I just started crying at the thought of having to like just, I don't know, like spill feelings like to a therapist. Like, that's just so scary to me. Like, it literally made me cry sitting there thinking about it, because it was just really scary and it makes me feel really uncomfortable. but I found someone that I really hopefully can go to. She has virtual and in-person settings. That's in Houston. And her biography was about people, like, it was basically talking about like perfectionists and everything, and people who like really struggle with, you know, certain things, and everything in her bio, like, it just, like, I just felt a tug in my heart, because I was like, I feel like this is who I need to go to, because I read her bio, and I was like, I feel like that's exactly what I need, like, what she, like, specializes in, like, what she really, I don't know, like, what she made her bio all about was, like, everything that I feel like I need help with and more. So I was like, I feel like that's perfect. So hopefully that will be the case. TBD on when I go for the first time. I'm still building up courage, but I will keep building up that courage and hopefully go soon. But the last thing for self-care is practicing gratitude and really trying to be a lot better about this, because I feel like I've been inconsistent with it lately in terms of intentionally practicing gratitude. And anytime I have like a negative thought or feeling sort of surface, whether it's about like work or my day, or I'm just, you know, overall feeling kind of negative and in the dumps, which it happens a lot, like the week before my period, I'm like, I cry at like literally everything. I'm super emotional. The smallest things like feel like freaking boulders on my shoulders. Like, I didn't mean to rhyme that. That was so cheesy. The smallest things will literally feel like they crush me. Like, it could be something so small, like a parking spot not being open that looked open, and I'm like nearly on the verge of tears. I'm like, why do I have to live like this? But I'm truly super sensitive the week before. And going off of that, what I'm trying to get at is a lot of times I let those thoughts get the best of me and they really affect my mood overall. Like, instead of letting it just be a negative feeling and thought and then like feeling it and thinking it and letting it go, I sit there and I let it just like dictate the rest of my mood for the day and control my emotions for the rest of the day. And I'm really trying to be better about that. And one way that I feel like really helps me be better about that is counteracting those negative thoughts and feelings with a thought of gratitude, because it really helps you put things back in perspective and like helps you realize like this is just an emotion. Like, I can choose to like let it define like my entire day, or I can choose to just like feel it and let it go and like acknowledge that it's there and let it go. And, you know, like maybe I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have to work like 12 hours today. Well, I'm just freaking thankful that I have a job right now, that I have the option to work from home, and, you know, things could be worse. And I hate saying that because it's not in a means to, or it's not a way of me like undermining what I'm feeling. Like, yes, it sucks, of course, to work 12 hours a day. Like, nobody wants to do that. But at the same time, like, you can allow yourself to be upset about that, but also still counteract that, you know, negative thought or that complaint with gratitude, because it's not going to let you give as much weight to that negative thought as you would if you didn't counteract it with a thought of gratitude, if that makes sense. Like, you're more so distributing the weight between the positive thought and the negative thought instead of giving the negative thought all the weight, if that makes sense. So that's been really helpful. Next, for meal planning, I feel like I had to include this in here just because it's such an integral part of being an adult, and it's something that we all hate. Like, I don't know anybody that genuinely enjoys having to take inventory of their fridge and pantry every week, plan out all of the meals they're going to cook, and then cook them after working all day long. Like, if somebody is out there that genuinely enjoys doing all three of those things, like, let me know, because I need some tips from them on that kind of stuff. Because truly it's just a menace, like, in my opinion, like, when you're working all day and then you remember that you have to like feed yourself. But for me personally, my boyfriend and I, we use HelloFresh for three meals of our week. It's been a lifesaver and a game changer. If it's something you can fit into your budget, like, I highly recommend it, but obviously, like, I'm not going to recommend you to do it if it's going to be like causing you financial stress or anything like that. But it's been really great because it saves me so, so much time. And it's great because I don't waste as many ingredients and I am not having to spend a ton of time every week sifting through the internet to find five meals to make every week. I only have to plan out two meals for the week. And I typically will plan those out on Saturday and then schedule a grocery pickup curbside order for Sunday. Or on when I'm like walking on the treadmill on Sunday, like, that's what I did today. I went ahead and got my like pickup order placed for HEB, and I'm going to go pick it up tomorrow. And I luckily HEB does curbside at like, they start at like 6:30 a.m. so I can go before work and be back home and like unload the groceries and have that taken care of before I have to start work. So that's like really, really nice. I did that this past week, and that's super helpful. So I always like to make sure also that I have foods to eat for lunch, because especially with working from home, when you're at lunch or on your lunch break, I don't like not having anything, because then I just realize I'm like hungry and I'm just snacking all day on stuff that isn't really like substantial enough to actually be, you know, filling. And, you know, whether that's stuff to make a sandwich, having like rice and frozen wontons, or literally just buttered noodles, like huge fan of buttered noodles and some vegetables, or, you know, stuff to make a smoothie or a salad, like whatever it is, always like having a variety of that stuff on hand. And ultimately, I think that you can save yourself so much time, like whether you're using HelloFresh or not, like if you can just have one day a week where you just take an hour out of the day, take inventory of your fridge and pantry, plan out the meals you're going to cook, and then place your grocery order and then go to the grocery store if you have to. But I promise, if you have the option to do curbside anywhere, I can't recommend it enough, because you save so much time walking through the store, like especially if you're going to the store multiple times a week. Like, you can save yourself so much time out of your day if you do curbside, I promise. So I highly recommend doing that, and it just takes all the stress off of like the whole, oh, it's the middle of the day and I need to figure out what I'm going to cook for dinner tonight, or I don't know what I'm going to cook for dinner tonight, or letting all your groceries go to waste because you don't feel like cooking at the end of the day, or you don't know what you can put together, so you just, you know, get something out instead. And I just think it can save you so much time and effort. So now getting into sort of managing my other job, my YouTube channel, my podcast, which you could replace this area if you don't have like a second job with your hobby, or if you have a side hustle that you're working on. So for me personally, for my podcast, I keep a list of podcast topics running on my phone for like ideas. Like sometimes I'll just have like a random thought pop in my head for a podcast, and I have a specific note on my notes app that I just go and add to it. And sometimes I like end up realizing that they're a horrible idea for a podcast, or they're too similar to something I've done before. But I just like having them all there and like ready, especially because my weeks are going to be going by so much more quickly, where I'm not really going to have a lot of time to like really brainstorm for them anymore like I once did. So like, it's good for me to have like inventory of podcast topics, and I try to plan them out on like a weeknight that I'm feeling like creative and inspirational, because that's not every night, and I usually wait for that night to come, which I normally would never say wait on a feeling to do something, but that's truly like, with creative stuff, you have to wait till like the creative energy is there in order to do something. And sometimes that means getting yourself in a creative mood by doing things that inspire you, because sometimes you have to seek out that creative energy. You can't necessarily wait on it to come to you. For me personally, it does. I do feel like it comes to me like once a week, but I definitely have weeks where I have no creative energy at all, and I have to build it myself by getting inspired by going on Pinterest, or maybe listening to another podcast or something like that. So I typically try to, you know, sort of brainstorm for it and figure out which topic I'm going to do on a weeknight. And then I always record on Sundays in the afternoon or evening. I would like to record sooner than the night before the episode goes out, because I feel like it's just procrastinating. But that's just how I do it right now. And honestly, it's working, so I'm fine with it. And then I like put my final touches on it right before I do it. And I also am just trying not to pressure myself to post a lot on like the podcast Instagram, and being okay with only posting once a week when like a new episode comes out. And I always like to make, this is what I've been doing since I was studying, but I'm continuing this, I guess, into my new lifestyle now, is making like the new episode graphic before or after I record on Sunday. It's just nice to like sit down and like do everything for the podcast in like one sitting, instead of like having to put creative energy in different pockets of time throughout the week, when I probably am not going to have creative energy multiple times a week. Like, I just need to do it all at once, like when I'm recording, and then like when I'm sitting there like making the graphic. Like, doing that all at once is really harnessing all of my creative energy into one period of time. And then going off of that for YouTube, this is completely different than what I've always done for YouTube videos. So for YouTube videos, I've always edited them in one sitting. So like, I will sit down, import all the footage, make all the cuts, put all the footage together, and then I'll find music, go in and add all the music, add in all the text overlays and any other overlays, and then I will put any like color correcting or like whatever on my video, do anything for a sponsorship that I need to if I need to, and then export the video, get it compressed, and get it uploaded to YouTube. And it is a multiple hour process. However, I had a reality check with myself like a week and a half ago, and I was like, I don't think this is going to work in my new lifestyle. And the only way to make this work in my new lifestyle is by taking up almost, you know, 3 or 4 hours out of my Saturday or Sunday, which I really don't want to do, because I really want to have those days for, you know, like spending time with my boyfriend or spending time with friends or seeing family or, you know, doing something in Houston or just having a chill day. And I can still do those things while having to edit a video for 3 or 4 hours, but I just don't want to have to do that because it's not, I don't know, it just isn't as feasible with this lifestyle. So what I'm doing instead is editing in like batches, and not really focusing on getting an entire video done in one sitting like I used to. It makes it feel much less overwhelming for me, and it keeps me from staying up late to edit an entire video and throwing off my entire sleep schedule if I can just spend a little bit of time on it for like 3 days. So like what I did last week, I edited Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I like on Friday I like made all the raw cuts, and then Saturday I went in and added like all the music and overlays and exported it and got it uploaded or scheduled the upload. And then on Sunday I scheduled it to upload and added in all of the links, did the thumbnail and that kind of thing. So splitting up those tasks made it so much more manageable for me. I didn't have to spend my entire Saturday or my entire Sunday or my entire Friday evening you know, editing one whole video. And of course, yes, some may argue like getting it done in one sitting is nice because I don't have to think about it on any of the other days, but it's a lot more overwhelming having to do it in one sitting. And like I said, that takes up a lot more of a day than just doing like an hour each of the days. And for me, I like doing it Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. That's also what I did this week. And I just really like it because I am sort of leaving all of my creative, like, other job work for the weekends. And it's really, it probably sounds like I'm doing way too much, but I promise it's been super manageable right now, like, just with obviously having training for work this week and not having to work on the weekend. Like, I'm sure I'm going to be working on Saturdays a lot of the time, and, like, I'm going to have to adjust this. But for right now, this works, and I like it because it provides for a very clear separation between like my work week and then like doing my YouTube related stuff, because I don't want them to ever feel like blended, like having to like sit at my computer all day doing work and then as soon as I get done with my work for the day go straight into like editing a video. So this like keeps it much more separated, and I like that. But it, like, say on like a Friday night I know that I'm gonna have a really busy Saturday and Sunday and I'm not doing anything that Friday night, if I have time to edit the whole video, I will. It's all about thinking ahead, planning ahead, and really thinking of what I have coming up that really helps me. And I really think that for any of you, you know, like trying to just like start any sort of hobby or side hustle, like I said, like this is like really the spot where you can sit and like look at your week and think like, how can I restructure like my daily routine to like fit in time for this hobby or fit in time to do this thing I've always wanted to do. And it's like you don't need, a lot of times you build up in your head and you think that you need like to cut out like so much time to do a specific thing. Like really all it takes is 30 minutes. Like putting in 30 minutes of time a few days a week will get you farther than like just sitting there and thinking that, oh, I'm going to put in an hour one day later this week and then never doing it. And it'll get you more excited and more consistent if you just do it for like 30 minutes a day, because you're going to like start seeing like how you enjoy it and like how it adds value to your life, and it's going to make you want to keep doing it more. So that's a great way to get started with those things is, okay, like for 30 minutes after dinner on like Mondays and Wednesdays, I'm going to, you know, try out this hobby or work on this project. Or maybe you literally struggle so hard on Wednesdays and Thursdays because it's the end of the week and you're like barely trucking through and you're like, I need something to get me to Friday afternoon at 5:30. And if that's the case for you, then maybe then you just want to add in that 30 minutes or an hour or however much time you want to for those things on Wednesday and Thursday, because it's going to give you something to look forward to, and it's just going to kind of distract yourself from the fact that like you know, have a few more days of the week to get through. So now getting into the financial like aspect of my lifestyle, I guess you could say. So I have a high yield savings account set up, so I'm not just like letting my money sit in like my regular savings account earning like barely any interest. And I have automatic transfers set up every 2 weeks for like a certain amount of money to go into it. And I would say like how much I'm putting into it, but I don't know if I'm going to keep it this way, like if I'm going to put more or if I'm going to do less, because I just haven't really gotten a feel for like my new budget, I guess you could say, with having like two different incomes. Or, well, I've always had more than one income, but I feel like it's all been lumped under, you know, YouTube. So it's like now that I have like this full-time salaried position, and then like my, you know, content creating aspect that has like five different streams of income, having those two things, I am very like unsure of money-wise, like what's going to be coming in. And I know you may be like, isn't it easier because you know you have a salary and then you just add on whatever you have for YouTube? But that's the issue, because YouTube is so inconsistent, and I can't like average out like what I'm gonna bring in a month. Like, it's just impossible because it's all over the place. And on top of that, knowing that I'm not going to be able to upload as much on YouTube also factors into that. But it's like, if I'm getting more views per video and I'm only uploading one video per week, then it's like, okay, maybe I will be making more in ad revenue. And then if I'm getting more views per video, then I can, my rate will increase for sponsorships for videos. So there's just like all these moving factors for it. And I don't really know for sure yet, like what my set amount is going to be, but I think I'm just going to adjust it based on, you know, like how I can tell my income is trending, I guess you could say. As of right now, I've set that up to set myself up for success for my savings goals for the year. So that's just like a really great way. It's like I get paid every 2 weeks with my salary position. So that's sort of like what inspired me to have the automatic transfer set up every 2 weeks for my high yield savings account. And really working on just like maintaining a budget. I'm still working through the ropes with this. Like, I've tried to tweak it some and everything, and just like really make sure I know like where money's flowing out, like where money's coming in and that kind of thing, and really solidifying that. But like I said, it's going to take time to solidify that and figure it out as I sort of step into this new lifestyle and living by the 2 week rule. I talk about this in my resolutions podcast, where just being less impulsive with purchases, and if I think I want something, like letting myself sit on it for 2 weeks, and then if I'm still thinking about it and really wanting it after 2 weeks, then I can consider purchasing it if it works in the budget and everything. And then if not, you know, just letting it go and maybe just setting aside money for it if I really, really want it later on. And I also set up a health savings account, which I'm excited about. I don't know why I'm excited about this. Like, it's just like the most boring stuff. But basically, like, for my medical insurance through work, if you have a high deductible like plan, basically you have to have a high deductible plan chosen in order to have a health savings account set up. But it basically allows you, it's kind of like honestly like a second, you can treat it like a second retirement account, because it's tax-free basically. And I set up, you know, I think the max you can contribute every year to like your health savings account, and it allows you to basically earn interest in that account and like put money into it. But you can use the money in that account for current medical expenses, or you can like save them for the future and like let them earn interest for like future medical expenses. And I decided to do that as my, you know, situation for my health insurance through work. And I think that it was a good move for me personally. And it feels like a, you know, big step into adulthood, I guess you could say, in the financial aspect of things. But I think like the maximum contribution you can do is like $3,650 or something like that a year with the health savings account. But I set mine up for like, I didn't do the full amount. I may in the future, but like right now starting out, I'm not. And it's just like contributions from your paycheck. So that's that aspect of it financially. And then in terms of my routine with like adjusting for like my social life and like my relationship, like my ideal weekend is, you know, like having a one night where I like go out, whether it's like my boyfriend and I going out together or like going to dinner or us going out with friends, like whatever it is, getting drinks, getting dinner, something like that. And then the other night being totally chill and not doing anything. And then on Sundays, having the day to do laundry, change sheets, go to the grocery store or plan out the grocery store, like I mentioned earlier, get everything for the podcast taken care of, and sort of just, you know, like have my workout and just have it be like a day of like, you know, prepping for the week, like Sundays typically are treated. And I just really like having my Sundays for that, but also balancing them with rest. And that's just sort of like my ideal weekend setup, and like still not really like allowing myself to sleep in on the weekends, but not so far to the point where I completely throw my sleep routine off. Like I would still ideally like to be like in home, or at home and in bed by like 11:30 at the latest on the weekend, but that's just like how I prefer things. Because personally, I can already tell after just this 1 week of work, and even though it was just training, I am definitely the type of person that's like going to be so tired at the end of the week where I'm not really going to have much energy to be very like social. And it's probably better that I do like a chill Friday night after work and then have a social Saturday night, because I'm so tired at the end of the day on Friday. Like, I can already tell it's going to be how I am. But that is everything for all the little different categories of my life, of how I've making changes to adapt to this new lifestyle and sort of trying to maintain balance across all areas. So hopefully this was helpful and inspiring for any of you all going through something similar. But I will talk to you all next week. Be sure to leave a review and follow In Bloom Podcast on Instagram. And I will talk to you all next week.